This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. He could have been an architect, but Patrick Wilson took his fascination with buildings and other structures in another direction. He wanted to add an element of play and to explore the possibilities of space that's taken apart and put together again. Wilson teaches art and sculpture at Western Michigan University's Gwen Frostick School of Art.
Describe your work for us. I can say that my impression of looking at your work is there's definitely strong architectural elements to it, and that there's kind of like an explosion, like the inside comes out and the outside goes in, and how you play with these structures. But I want to hear you describe your work.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think that's a really good description and part of how I describe it as well. I think, you know, I consider myself a fabricator, meaning that I spend a lot of time exploring how to control different materials and shape different materials. And all of those materials kind of end up looking like something architectural. I am really interested in creating kind of confused spaces or spaces that, you know, as you say, seem like a bit of an explosion. And I'm sort of interested in the way that events and people and objects interact and kind of create these collisions. And then sort of the imagined space of those collisions become sculptures.
Have you ever thought about becoming an architect, or that's not fun enough?
You know, I mean, that's sort of the... In my mind, it's maybe the other life that I could have done.
Yeah.
You know, I think when I was in, you know, I remember all those tests they give you in high school, and I don't know how much they're worth, but they were always pointing me in the direction of architecture.
Ah.
But for some reason, I think, you know, the day-to-day of being an architect to me wasn't quite as appealing. You know, I think I really enjoyed the idea of being able to make all of my decisions kind of in an executive way, and also, you know, as a sculptor versus an architect, you are kind of active in both the design and building and conceptualization process. And I don't know if it's true or not, but my kind of idea of an architect at that age was that I'd be a little bit more specialized probably in one of those areas. So I think that's why I drifted towards art, but I think I could easily have gone that way too.
Yeah, I envision like Guggenheim and some of these wild buildings. Would have been fun.
Yeah. Well, a lot of those works are sculptures. You know, when you look at Gary's work, he doesn't spend a lot of time thinking about capacity and floor layout. It's kind of, you know, if you see him work on his maquettes, he'll crumple up some materials and then have his workers make that, you know. And so he's got a real improvisational sculptural approach that I think is closer to sculpture than architecture.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. When Wilson was awarded a Fulbright Fellowship, he spent 7 months in China that led to 8 trips more over several years.
I started going to China for work and went to the Olympics in 2008 to help put together an interactive technology exhibit for another company. And I was really blown away by the amount of construction that was happening and the many levels on which construction would take place, from the very high tech to very improvised, and kind of how those different strata kind of work together. So I wanted to do something that researched and kind of studied that urbanization and that development, and specifically centered around the area of construction. So I proposed the Fulbright project, where I would photograph construction sites specifically, not so much what the projects were going to be, but how the site looked like as it was going along. And so that got me really interested in urbanization and kind of traveling around to places of rapid development in China. And that inevitably kind of brought me out to the western parts of China. So areas that are predominantly ethnically Uyghur or Tibetan, in some of those areas where it's, you know, culturally very distinct. And so I was able to photograph and look at things like the Tibetan Ba, the nomadic yak wool tents, and also a lot of the the new building that's going on in places like Kashgar.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, two very distinct groups of people there, but they both were on the edge of that kind of urban expansion that's happening in China.
Tents made out of yak wool. Did you spend any time in those or have interactions with some of these nomads?
I did, yeah. It's funny. I was always kind of in search of where are people actually using these tents. And it was funny because you would go to festivals and I would see a lot of these yak wool traditional tents, and you'd go to them and they'd be more or less empty. And they were kind of being put up for display in a lot of places. And, you know, I would spend all this time. I took a 16-hour overnight trip to go to the Yushu Horse Festival in Qinghai province. And it was incredible. I mean, an incredible display of Tibetan culture. But I got there and they said, you know, if you want to see the real show, you got to go 10 more hours by minibus to this outlying region, you know. So I kind of hired a guide to take me out there. And he brought me out. He was Tibetan. And he took me to this other, I think it was a festival more based around horsemanship. But there were dozens of these traditional black tents. And he kind of just walked up to one and said, you know, can we stay in one of your tents for the night? And, you know, these were yak herders. And they were, yeah, of course, you can use that one over there. And so we went over, and the first thing we did when we got inside was we pitched his little kind of REI-style dome tent inside of the other tent.
Oh.
So because the other tent, it's not tremendously warm, right? It's a very porous kind of surface. So we had multiple layers of tents going inside of this traditional.
You have a show, an exhibit coming up in October, I understand. Tell us about that and what we might see there.
Yeah, so I'm installing, really it's the largest work I've made. It's a work related to my trips to Western China and specifically Qinghai province. I've made a large kind of architectural scale, kind of an environment, kind of an object. It's a tangle of wooden beams and steel frameworks and yak wool cloth and some cast fiberglass components. And it's supposed to create a large kind of immersive space for viewers to walk in and out of and kind of experience anecdotal pieces of the places that I've had an opportunity to explore. So it's exciting to me because it's really an environment, and at the scale it's at, you know, people will experience it with their whole body, and they're going to walk through and they're able to kind of respond to the tactile qualities of the different materials. So I'm really excited to be working at that scale, and this will be the first time I've seen it together. So we're putting that together in the Monroe Brown Gallery in October in the Richmond Center.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist and Western Michigan University Professor Patrick Wilson. His sculpture will be on exhibit at Western's Richmond Center for the Visual Arts in October. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.